When we think of economic development, we might think of a new factory or a new business that creates hundreds of jobs. How will the Stone Family Center for Health Sciences affect or impact the local economy?
Sure. The impact of this is both going to be sort of immediate in terms of several hundred students starting in August, more starting throughout the course of a like roughly 1 year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And their faculty and administrators and staff working in downtown where they're presently not. So we're going to see more people out for lunch, more people out for a beer, more people picking up coffee, things like that. The long-term economic development piece of this is a real talent play for physicians. Our studies have shown us that 70% of physicians stay where their residencies take place. And with the new campus, with the Stone Family Campus, our residency programs regionally are dramatically increased. So the thought is that we can kind of lure these people into staying in Evansville.
I see. So bringing in doctors from all over the world.
Bringing in residents from all over the world, but hopefully a lot that have chosen to come to Evansville,
right,
especially as the school develops, has specialties that it becomes known for, et cetera.
Yeah, you mentioned hundreds of students will be going to school here in downtown Evansville now. Do you anticipate more demand for housing downtown, or will most of the students and staff, you know, live in other parts of the Evansville area?
So our studies indicate that the existing medical school students who are at the IU campus that's at USI, mm-hmm, two-thirds of those lived within either in downtown or the Haney's Corner area already.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
There is a demand of these types of individuals to live in an urban, walkable neighborhood, particularly with the stress of that kind of education. You know,
mm-hmm,
not being able – or being able to walk removes one less stressor from your life.
You don't have to deal with the traffic every day.
Exactly.
Yes.
But it's hard to find more demand. You know, we're basically full with all of our rental housing, about a 99.5% occupancy rate in downtown Evansville.
Mm-hmm.
So the buildings that are coming online in the near future with the Post House and some other projects, we expect that they'll be snatched up pretty quickly.
So there is still quite a demand.
Very strong demand for rental housing, very strong demand for condominiums in downtown Evansville.
Now, how much growth in the downtown area would you say the Med Center has already created?
Well, we see hundreds of people working on it right now. So they're in our restaurants getting things, food at lunch, et cetera. It's hard for me to put a dollar amount on that, but
mm-hmm.
Our friends at numerous firms throughout the region have picked up some pretty big contracts. They are working on this major project, everything from architectural services, landscape design, landscape services, to the trades that are in the building right now or finishing up in the building. You know, hanging drywall, running wires, things like that.
Sure, sure. Have you seen a certain, a business jump downtown? I mean, businesses perhaps anticipating this influx of students and staff.
So in the last 2 years, 9 restaurants have opened in downtown Evansville. 2 bars have opened. 2 restaurants are under construction. A
mm-hmm.
brew house and a bar are under construction. 4 coffee houses have opened, including a national brand, the world's largest coffee house company.
Yes, indeed.
And that's right across the street from the medical campus. So we have seen that anticipated people, both small and large businesses, sort of rushing in to with an anticipated model of what they think they're going to see.
Right,
so we're having, I think we've gotten a lot of that. We have a few more that I expect will come as the campus continues to grow.
And that was going to be my next question. We've certainly seen some growth here downtown in terms of businesses like restaurants and coffee houses. What types of businesses do you think will still be needed once the doors are open?
Well, as the campus grows, I think we're going to see an increased presence of even more banking and finance, particularly specialty banking and finance oriented towards physicians and high-income individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think, is coming. We already are seeing our large banks that are headquartered here and smaller banks develop a more vibrant package for not only students, but physicians starting their practice. It takes not only a lot of money to get educated,
right.
It takes a lot of money to set up your practice.
Sure.
So there are several of our, well, most of our banks have programs oriented to helping these individuals. So we're going to see more of that. I think we'll see more financial planners, more accountants, more of those types of professional services come into the market.
Right, right. I see. You mentioned specialty retailers and that kind of thing possibly being a good fit for the downtown area. Perhaps something a little more common, and that would be a grocery store. I know we recently lost a grocery store near downtown on North Main Street. What do you see in terms of a possible grocery store in the downtown area?
Well, John, I just sent off a recruitment packet to a developer who works with a specialty chain of grocery stores for a site immediately to the east of downtown. You know, a grocery store going into the central business district is a very tough call to make because of the cost of our land and the cost of building in downtown and the intricacies of parking that unless we had a much larger residential base and a much more vibrant convention base than we actually have size for, it wouldn't make economic sense to see a traditional full-line grocery store in the central business district. Immediately outside the district, perhaps.
Yeah.
What we might be able to see someday is a drugstore combined with some food items or a bodega, you know, like in New York where that shop on the corner's the size of your bathroom yet seems to have everything that you could ever want.
Right, right, right. Sort of a convenience store with just everything crammed in there.
Exactly, yeah.
You mentioned drug stores and that kind of thing, and there is one particular property there that has been sitting, at least the commercial part of the building has been sitting vacant for a while,
yeah.
The former Stratman's and Osco drugstore. Any promising efforts there?
You know, the Stratmans that own that building, and they're very successful with the loft apartments upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have some things to work out in terms of finding the right tenant for the ground floor. It's 13,000 square feet. A portion of it has been subdivided off recently for a firm which does educational navigation. What that is high school juniors and seniors assisting them with the college application process and scholarship searches, things like that. So they have a classroom type facility that has taken up a portion of the ground floor.
Well, with the med school opening, what do you see as the priorities for your organization once the med school doors are open?
I think the priorities remain the same, that we are here to market downtown Evansville is a destination for investment, for consumers to come down here, for folks to just come for a walk and see what we're doing. We are here to make the community feel safer and cleaner and look better. So we had a crew out pulling weeds on this side of Main Street today. So when you go
I
out,
saw that, in fact.
Yeah, there we go. So that was the improvement district working on that. We are also here to do some other sort of fanciful things. So we'll start to see holiday, large-scale holiday decor returning to downtown Evansville. And very, very soon, folks, you'll be able to see our new logo and go to our new website and find your way directly to our merchants, our retailers, our service providers.